USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another major snowstorm impacting the United States, this time almost every state east of the Mississippi River. Over 1,000 air flights have been canceled because of it, most of them in and out of Washington, Baltimore, Chicago, and Philadelphia. Southwest Airlines canceling almost 300 flights itself. As the weather's added on to issues the carrier's been having with high numbers of aircraft being out of service because of mechanical issues. President Trump again going after the New York Times over a new report, as he tweets this morning that the Times reporting is false, calling the newspaper, quote, a true enemy of the people. Those words in caps. The report claims Trump asked former Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker if a change could be made in the investigation into his former lawyer Michael Cohen. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Russia's president delivering an annual address to his nation, but it includes a loud warning for the United States following its pullout from a Cold War-era nuclear arms treaty. Here's Putin speaking through a translator.
We are not interested in confrontation, and we do not want it, let alone confrontation with such a global power like the United States of America. But it looks like our partners do not see how and at what pace the world is changing and in which direction it is going. They continue their destructive and obviously wrongful politics.
Putin also claiming in his speech that Russia has a new hypersonic missile that can fly at 9 times the speed of sound. A New York subway rider is killed when his shoulder bag gets caught in a moving train in midtown Manhattan last night. The 39-year-old man was dragged off the platform onto the tracks and into an electrical control box. Google admits it should have told customers its Nest secure home security system has a built-in microphone. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
PETA is catching a lot of heat for a tweet it sends out that appears to celebrate the death of fashion designer Karl Lagerfeld. The animal rights group posting the tweet yesterday, less than an hour after the 85-year-old German designer's death, PETA founder Ingrid Newkirk tweeting, Karl Lagerfeld has gone, and his passing marks the end of an era when fur and exotic skins were seen as covetable. PETA sends condolences to our old nemesis's loved ones. End quote. People on social media accusing PETA of being cold, disrespectful, and cruel. Just after the death of the sailor photographed kissing a woman in Times Square at the end of World War II, someone vandalizes a statue commemorating that iconic photograph, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Only 2 days after George Mendoza died in Rhode Island, Sarasota police say they're looking for whoever spray-painted the words, Me Too, on the left leg of the nurse he was shown kissing. The statue exactly recreates the moment in Times Square. Investigators say there were no witnesses or any surveillance video. The kiss itself was a spontaneous act that celebrated the end of the war. The statue has been a Sarasota landmark for a decade. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.